This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Like-minded people gather each and every week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. Of course, that would be good health. I'm so glad you decided to join us today. Welcome, welcome everyone to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here in the capacity of helping you with your most precious possession. That's your health. Now, we can get started with that conversation. Should you think of a health-related concern, a problem, a quagmire, some type of a health challenge you're experiencing, or maybe somebody in your life is experiencing, and then go over to your telephone and dial into our toll-free nationwide number at 888-553-7262. Toll-free. Nationwide, open line health-related questions or health comments are invited. 1-888-55-DR-BOB or 888-553-7262. Welcome back to our veteran listeners. A special welcome to new listeners of the program. And for those of you who are new and you are not certain about the topics we can discuss here on the show related to the topic of health, if you've got a question related to your health, from everything from fatigue to flatulence, COVID-19 questions to carpal tunnel syndrome, sleep issues to sinusitis, back pain to belly bloat, maybe it's tremors or tinnitus you're having, or neuropathy or nausea, or anything in between, we cover it all. And the only bad health question is the one you may not be asking. So you can call in right now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. And I'll do my very best to help you out. 888-553-7262. 1-888-55, Dr. Bob. And boy, do we have a great show on tap for you today. Don't go anywhere, because today if you miss a little, you're going to miss a lot. We don't want that. And we'll get to the headlines in just a little bit. Last week, if you were with us, you know, I discussed a health poll question that sat on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. That's where all the traffic occurs. That's where you can find all the relevant health news throughout the week and weekend. Last weekend, we asked if you would please participate in a health poll question related to the latest salvo coming out of the government about vaccine passports. It's what we're hearing all over the news now, that coming down the pipeline here soon will be some effort, and it's underway big time right now, The Biden administration and private companies all over the U.S. are working feverishly to develop a standard way of handling your credentials. What credentials, you ask? Well, the credentials often referred to as vaccine passports. Do you have one? Do you plan on getting one? Well, they don't exist yet, but boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of clamor going on right now that implies that you best have one in order to move about, not only here in the United States, but also throughout the world. And, of course, these so-called vaccine passports would allow Americans to prove they have been vaccinated against the novel coronavirus as the businesses try to reopen. And now, the effort has gained a lot of momentum amid President Biden's pledge that the nation will start to regain normalcy this summer. And with a growing number of companies from cruise lines, oh yeah, the cruise line industry is saying, ain't no way, ain't no how you're getting on this cruise ship without getting a poke, a shot, a coronavirus vaccine before you enter that game, that plank that comes on to the ship. You're not getting on this cruise ship if you don't have your vaccine passport proving you've had the corona shot. Now, also sporting teams, baseball, basketball, hockey, they're all looking at it and they're talking about it, saying they will require proof of the COVID vaccine before opening their doors again. So last week on the show, we asked, do you favor a vaccine passport required to, well, it may even happen on airlines. Commercial airliners may require it eventually if they can get away with it to attend school, take a cruise, as I mentioned, or even enter a restaurant. Where's your passport? Oh, you don't have one? Leave, please. Come back when you have your passport. Much like a mask. We all know that situation. So we asked that question, do you favor the vaccine passport? Yes or no? You voted at drbob.com, and the results are the following. Of those people who went to the site, my personal webpage, drbob.com, and voted, 97% of you who participated in that poll question said no. Absolutely not. Are you in favor of a vaccine passport? 97% of you said throw down on it. You're not in favor of it. Whereas 3% of you said yes, you are interested in a vaccine passport. Bring it. You love it. So the nays have it big time on no against not favoring a vaccine passport. And again, I want to thank those people who participated in that poll. For sure, that is a loud stamp of disapproval on the vaccine passport, at least on this radio show and on my personal website. All right, now we have a tremendous amount of information to cover over the next 2 hours and 45 minutes as we cover all the latest, greatest news. We also have a special guest next hour who we're going to get his opinion of the, he's a physician, a very prolific health author, researcher, who has a lot to say about these types of topics, particularly the COVID topics. He's authored a new book that you will definitely want to know more about. A book that is really rocking the world with anybody out there in orthodox medicine. He is a physician himself, a renowned physician himself. He just authored a book entitled The COVID-19 Vaccine, The Real Truth Revealed, The Multi-Billion Dollar Gene Therapy Experiment and the destruction of humanity. Oh, man, this should be good. We'll be joined by the author of that book and what he has to say about it next hour, so don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss out on this reveal, this revelation, and information you may not learn about anywhere else. That's happening next hour, so be prepared. We're going to get into it hot and heavy on the topic of COVID-19. We're also going to be talking about some other topics as well. The CDC says we can now ditch the Clorox and end the hygiene theater that's going on. Remember the CDC? The Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention? Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about them when we come back from this break. What do they really think? And we'll get into that and some other topics in just a moment. Then go to your telephone calls and questions. Robert in Arkansas, you'll be first. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Be right back.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or TumiHealth.com. That's Tumi, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Medicine. We all need it. We all want it. We all should have it. And hopefully it'll be natural medicine whenever applicable. And that's exactly what we talk about on this radio show more often than not. And we're so glad you tuned into the program today, because we're going to go to the phone lines shortly here to start our open line health-related conversation with our audience. That would be you. and try to help as many people as we can by answering their health-related questions or fielding their health-related comments. And you can join us. You can jump right in here on our toll-free number nationwide if you choose anytime you like. Here's the number. Write it down for safekeeping. Pass it on to all your sick family members, friends, and coworkers. 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB or 888-553-7262. Now, as I mentioned when we went into the break, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, is now saying ditch the Clorox and the hygiene theater. Because remember, the CDC, when the pandemic began over a year ago, it basically helped to turn all Americans into germ phobes, creating almost like obsessive compulsive disease, OCD, related to germs. And germs are real. Germs can be spread. There's no question about it. You can't become a doctor unless you have an extensive amount of learning in hygiene and sanitation. That's what we learn to become doctors. You know that these microbes exist, and you go back in history and you learn all about it, and you learn forward and backwards. Schools, businesses, and households have spent millions, if not billions, of dollars collectively over the past year stepping up the cleaning practices to make their spaces safer, or at least to make them feel safer. So it is time, according to the CDC, to stop obsessing or Cloroxing everything, every surface, every object in the U.S. That's not what the CDC is now saying, which is very different than what they said in the beginning. It's like almost you feel like your brain is like a ping pong ball going off inside your skull, going back and forth. Now, the CDC, everything they say, they claim, is based on science. Here we go.
Science. No vaccine, vaccine. No mask, get a mask. Get more, get 3, 5, 10. Science.
Yeah, and when they try to hammer home their point, they're always all over. It's science, science. It's guesswork, guesswork is what it is. They're always changing themselves. How can that be science? Science, you know, there's a difference between soft science and hard science, just so you know. Everything practiced in medicine or anything related to healthcare is soft science, meaning it's practice. It's always changing. Every person's different. And one person's medicine is another person's poison. Can you get the drift here? Whereas hard science, which is mathematics, 2 and 2 is always going to equal 4 no matter what. That's hard science. Healthcare is not hard science. It's philosophy. It's, it's that. It's practice. Trying to make perfect, which you never will. All right, let's go to your telephone calls. We have a lot of other topics to discuss today, which we'll get into in a little bit, but the phones are stacking up, and you can get in, too, with your health question or your health-related comment if you want. The number into the show, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB. First up, as promised, is Robert calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Robert, hello.
Hi, Doc. Thank you for all your help here.
Yes, sir.
Two questions. One, I have a gangling cyst on my wrist, and I can't seem to get rid of it. And two, does the Can-See eye drop help with allergies?
Okay, let's begin with the Can-See eye drops, just for people who are not realizing what this is. He brought up Can, that's C-A-N-C eye drops, to employ those, to put them in the eyes of people who are having allergy response, histamine reaction. That could be itchy eyes, it could be runny eyes. They can certainly help with that, because anytime you wash out any kind of debris that's in the eye, pollen, mold, dust that make it in there and create a histamine type reaction, yeah, they would be the most optimal form of eye drop that I would use, because you're going to get a side benefit by putting in this all-natural eye drop, because it's going to reduce your risk of developing cataracts. One out of two people or so will develop cataracts by age 40. So you're going to get some side bennies out of that, besides washing out the debris, which may be creating the allergic effect, but it's not going to work on you systemically. If you tend to have allergy eyes, especially during the spring and the summer because of hay fever or pollen in the air, what you have to do there is you have to beef up your capillary resistance to these things, the capillaries that weep and create this histamine response. So what you'd want to do is take more vitamin C with quercetin and other bioflavonoids. That will help to tone up the little capillaries and the vessels so that, and it'll also help your immune system stave off the effects of an allergic response, be it through your eyes or something that you ate or something you came in contact with. So more vitamin C with bioflavonoids like quercetin and rutin and hesperidin and other things. They can get this in the health food store. There's a type of vitamin C called Truly Vitamin C by North American Herb and Spice. I like that one because it's a whole vitamin C. You might want to look at that one. But let's get to the question, what you're really called in for, and that is the wrist cyst that you have, the ganglionic cyst. You mentioned it. It's, these things are kind of pesky. They're fluid-filled little jelly-like sacs that happen around the wrist area usually, because they develop along either tendons or the joints. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about them. Now, the medical profession attempts to do something about it because they love doing procedures. It's all about procedures in the medicine, mainstream medicine. In other words, cut, slice, dice, doing procedures. I don't recommend it because it doesn't work. You can stick a needle in there and you can aspirate that fluid out of there and it'll come right back. You can go in and do surgery and another one will form somewhere around it, because we don't know what causes these ganglionic cysts. We believe that it's caused by poor biomechanical function within the wrist, or chronic irritation due to, over repetitive movement or some type of trauma in the area. So they used to, in the old days, Robert, used to tell people, okay, so let me see that cyst. Put it down here on the table. And they used to get a great big giant book, like a big dictionary, Webster's Dictionary. They used to slam that dictionary on those cysts in an effort to break those cysts open and pop them and let that fluid out. Only one problem with that. A lot of wrists were fractured in the process. So if somebody comes at you, Robert, with a large book, Gray's Anatomy or Webster's or Funk and Wagnalls or whatever, and they want to break that open with a, and they start to swoop in the direction of the ceiling to your wrist, I would run, because that's not a good technique. What I would do is forget about it. And if you want to just ignore it, that's the best attitude here. But if the wrist itself is misaligned and you have carpal tunnel syndrome, where the carpal bones are out of place, the pisiform bone is out of place, there's something wrong with the wrist, that can be corrected so that the wrist is functioning better. And to fix that, the doctor of choice would be a chiropractic physician. I would see them about this issue. I would try acupuncture, see how that works. I would try some massage therapy, maybe even a wrist brace, but I wouldn't try anything related to medical care, because usually they will schmuck it up and make it worse than it already is. All right, Robert, thanks for starting things off with your health-related question. We appreciate it. Good health to you, sir. In other words, that little cyst is benign. It'll eventually go away, hopefully. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike?
Smack dab in the middle of an open line conversation on the topic of health, and you can jump right in there and join in the learning and entertainment side of this program by calling in on our toll-free number right now and asking a question about your own health. How are you feeling? Are you continuing to utter the five dangerous words? Maybe it will go away, and it never does, and you keep uttering those dangerous words. Well, I am here as your lifeline, meaning that I will try to do my best to help you out with your health-related conundrum or your health-related challenge. All you need to do is tap in the telephone number into the show and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts with whatever health-related concern that you have. One question per person, making it fair for everybody else trying to get into the program, by the way. The Reader's Digest condensed version of your question and brevity is appreciated. The number into the show, nationwide, toll-free, call in now, tell Dr. Bob where it hurts, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55, Dr. Bob, or 888-553-7262. Stick around, because next hour we have a special guest coming up, going to be talking extensively about COVID-19 and the disaster vaccine associated with it. Oh boy, this ought to be good. All right, well, before we get back to your telephone calls and your questions, let me also mention that, you know, the reason that doctors and health experts have been warning since this pandemic began to wear a face mask is to disallow the germs, the microbes, the viruses, which are parasites, from entering your nostrils, because that's how most of the time they enter your body. Whether it's wafting through the air in droplets or a aerosolized form of the virus, or you touched something and that something had germs all over it and you couldn't see it with the naked eye and you brought your hand to your nose or your mouth or your eyes and that's how you became infected. Well, most of the time this stuff happens in the nasal cavity. So you want to protect your nasal cavity. You want to make sure that that nasal cavity is free of germs that can take you down, can make you sick. Whether that's the common cold, the common flu, COVID, things floating through the air like hay and dust and pollen and mold and everything else. It enters your body usually through your nostrils. So that is the area you want to attack. And you want to do it with a safe, science-based, all-natural nasal spray that has ingredients in it that will hammer down on anything that's trying to hammer you. That nasal spray is called Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, X-L-E-A-R. The X stands for xylitol, one of the components, one of the ingredients. It's in there along with some other potent drug-free options such as grapefruit seed extract, parsley, tea tree, Podiarco, and oregano. These are things that are biocidal, which means germs hate them and will leave upon contact. And not only does this help prevent problems from happening, it also clears them out and helps you to heal faster. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, Rescue Nasal Spray. Jot it down. Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. And you can find Clear Rescue Nasal Spray in drug stores like CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid. You can find it in health food stores, Clear Rescue Nasal Spray, Sprouts Farmers Markets, Vitamin Shop, Natural Grocers. You can also find it at Kroger's, Publix, and other stores. Better yet, go to their website. Find out where it is close to you so you don't just schlep around town. Where you live or where you work at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, clear, X-L-E-A-R.com. Look for Clear Rescue Nasal Spray or any of the other nasal sprays they have in finer stores everywhere. All right, I'm Dr. Bob Martin. All right, thank you for being patient. And we're going to get back to your phone calls and your questions now. Here is up next is Betty. Betty, welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Betty. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. What can I do for you today, Betty?
I was laughing a while ago. Some of the things that you was telling about they had done, it was kind of funny. Well, anyway, I have more things wrong with me than diabetes, but I have a problem about how to make menus for diabetics and some of the foods that are better for diabetics, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, that's going to be an easy one. So here's the easiest thing that to handle this, Betty, and you might want to write this down. There's a book called Terrific Diabetic Meals. Terrific Diabetic Meals. You can just punch that into an Amazon and it'll come up. Or there's also some books out there like Type 2 Diabetes for Dummies. Now, I'm not calling you a dummy. It's their series of dummies books. There's also a series of idiot books, too, which I'm not calling you an idiot either. But they make it easy. The idea is that they're making it easy for anybody to understand how to manage blood sugar, and you should, because, gosh, at least one-third of the entire population of the United States now, researchers, statisticians are showing us that one-third of the entire population is either pre-diabetic, which means they're on the fringe or edge of becoming a diabetic, or they're already diabetic. And diabetes will shorten your lifespan. It is a brutal disease. It is, because you can damage your nerves, your eyes, your kidneys, your brain, your heart. It increases your risk of heart disease and strokes and oh, so many nasty things you never want. So you just want to make sure you maintain your blood sugar. And to do that, you have to understand what those meals should be all about. We're talking about meals that are high in fiber, that have the right type of fat in them. You shouldn't be eating any refined carbohydrates or very little of them. That would be sugar and desserts and candy and soda pops and all that sort of stuff. And most processed foods are refined and are a mess. You got to try to avoid those. And we're talking about using high fiber foods like legumes, beans, nuts, seeds, whole, true, 100% whole grains. And using things like avocado and coconut oil to slow down the digestion so you don't have these sugar spikes during the meal. And you can certainly use plant proteins. You don't have to become a carnivore 100% every single meal, steak and hamburger and everything else. You can get away with it by using a high fiber diet that's getting quality protein, because there are proteins in plant foods, believe it or not. And using supplementation. But I would start with the terrific Diabetic Meals book, and you'd be off to the races. All right, Betty, thank you for your phone call. Good health to you. I'm Dr. Bob Martin, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice. Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Just keep breathing.
All right, you're tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I thank you for doing so, and I appreciate you telling everybody you know about this show, because we're growing massively all the time and helping more people all the time. That's our mission. That's our goal, and you can help us achieve that. Simply tell your family members, your friends, your social networking about the program and how they can reach this show. Even if they're in another city or another state or another country, they can log on to my website. There you have live streaming audio. And, of course, the best way to listen to this radio show is the radio station you're listening to, and pass on the call letters of that station. And whether it's an FM or an AM station on their dial, and the frequency and the time of the day, and pass that on to as many people as they can so they have the opportunity to hear about all this good stuff as well, health-related information. All right, now then, let's talk about the fact that the CDC is saying ditch the Clorox all of a sudden, telling businesses to end hygiene theater, they call it, because you probably remember that exchange between Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Rand Paul going back and forth, where Dr. Paul was accusing Dr. Fauci of using mask theater. Not just, you know, this is a Fauci initially said, no, masks don't work, don't need to wear them. Then all of a sudden he's telling everybody to wear masks, not just one. Now he's got two on, black on white. You know, now the CDC is saying, forget about it. It's time to stop obsessing over the Cloroxing every surface, every object here in the U.S. That's what officials are now saying this week. They're changing it again. And an army of sanitizing robots, round-the-clock cleaning staffs, and UV lamp-wielding workers are being called off at the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, which has deemed the risk of contracting COVID-19 by touching surfaces, they say now, is very low. Go ahead and touch them, no problem. But when they said that they were a problem, they were a problem. Now it's changed. Schools, businesses, households have spent millions and millions collectively over the past year in an effort to step up cleaning practices and make their spaces safer as they turn every American into a germ phobe. It has given rise to the term hygiene theater, referring to the suspicion that most of these high-tech sanitation practices are a waste of time and money. So, you know, if the CDC got this wrong, and they got the mask problem wrong and everything else wrong, what else are they getting wrong? I guess time will tell. But they'll keep clamoring every time they want to make a point. You know, the CDC supposedly stands for Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The acronym ought to be changed in terms of its meaning to Centers for Disease Contradictions, because you feel like a ping pong ball with your brain, because it seems like every other time that they open up their mouths out of the CDC, they're contradicting what they just said a week or a day or an hour before. So if they're wrong on all of these things, what else are they wrong on? And what will you believe for the fleeting amount of time until they change it again and they hit the ping pong ball the other direction and they whiplash you with whatever information they're trying to impart? But again, they're going to call it science. Here we go. Science. Believe that what they believe, that they are the gods that they want you to believe they are, and that everything that they say is 100% right on the mark. They don't miss, because why? They participate in science. What a yoke that is. What a joke. You know, the more you learn about the CDC and all these other governmental agencies, the more you realize they don't know. It's amazing. Now, I think that there are some dedicated men and women at work there that are trying hard. But this is an art, folks. Art and philosophy. Healthcare and all things and all matters related to healthcare are art. and philosophy based on the principle behind science, but it's not hard science. You must know that. The only hard science that's available are things related to mathematics. Those are the hard and fast things that never change. But when it comes to the art and the philosophy and the practice of anything related to healthcare, it's all that. It's guesswork. But some people take it for the gospel. They certainly want you to believe it's the gospel. That's why they hammer on you every year to do this and to do that. And then they change and go about face, 360. They turn the corner and they want you to do something completely different. And then they'll justify what that is and how it is and why it has changed since the last time they opened up their pie hole. Now, you either have to believe it or reject it or know that there's probably some truth in it. But how do you sift through and tease it away? Well, you just keep reading and arming yourself with knowledge and information, like listening to radio shows like this and others, and getting second and different opinions, not just the same old retread of the allopathic, mainstream, lamestream opinion that they are spoon-feeding you, turning you into, initially, into germ-phobes. Now they want you to cut loose on that and give it up. All right, we're coming right back. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Because I'm happy, if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy, I'm lonely if you feel like that's what you
Martin's show. Now, don't go anywhere, because later on in the program, I'm going to be talking about the future of cancer for Americans looks bleak. Oh, yeah. According to the latest projections, little, very little will change now and through 2040 when it comes to the types of cancer that people develop that kill them, a new forecast shows. We're going to get into that. We're also going to be talking about sinus problems and how they can alter brain function. This is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Otolaryngology, Head, Neck, and Neck Surgery, pointing out a connection between sinus problems and memory loss and the ability to think in an executive way or otherwise. So stick around for that. Our special guest next hour, talking about COVID-19 and how the vaccine and all this is destroying humanity. This should be a really good one. Don't go anywhere. Now, if for whatever reason you go out of range of the radio station you're listening to, or you can't get the signal next hour, roll over to my website, drbob.com, live streaming audio right there, DOCTOR, bob.com, drbob.com. All right, next up, we'll get another phone call, and before the end of the hour is Becca in Utah. Welcome to the program, Becca. Hello.
Dr. Bob, my man's got hives really, really bad. I mean, they're so bad that they just stick up, you know, real high on his skin, and the itch is really, really bad. And it seems to be coming on at night. Okay. Is there anything that we can do to make that itch go away, or what's causing that?
Well, it's caused by these certain cells that are called mast cells, and they are the ones that generate histamine in your skin and your mucous membranes, and it just means his body is trying to message him, kind of like an idiot light, if you will, like on the dashboard of your car. It's saying that he came in contact with something that he should not come in contact with, and the body is fighting against it by creating a histamine-type urticaria, it's called, reaction in these hives. Now, of course, in medicine, they will, you know, have you believe that it's a Benadryl deficiency or some other antihistamine deficiency, which it is not. It is usually caused by some type of a food or substance that is creating an allergic reaction to him. And we need to isolate that. And if you're saying, well, it comes later at night, maybe what we should do is find out what he's eating on that last meal and drinking, and try to figure out what the common denominator is. And sometimes that's tedious to do. However, there's another way to do it, and that's through a blood test called an ELISA ACT, which is a food intolerance test, which measures anywhere between 200 and 400 different foods to try to nail down which food it is that's setting him off, or which foods. And it could be something natural or something that he's eating on a regular basis. It's called ELISA, ELISA/ACT, ELISA ACT blood test to nail down these allergy responses. Meanwhile, more vitamin B5, B6, more vitamin C and quercetin. I like using N-acetylcysteine and nettle. There's a lot of other ways to go about it. Becca, thank you for your phone call. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.